This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Michael Toscano. In a late-night social media post, President Trump said the U.S. will, quote, massively blow up the entirety of Iran's biggest gas field if they strike Qatar's main gas plant again. Correspondent Imtiaz Tayeb reports the strike ratcheted up tensions around the Persian Gulf.
Iran's strike on Qatar's Ras Laffan is a major escalation. This is the world's largest LNG export terminal, and according to the Qatari government, it has suffered, quote, extensive damage from a ballistic missile strike. We still don't know exactly which part of the facility was hit, but it's no exaggeration to say Ras Laffan is the beating heart of the global LNG system. Roughly 20% of the world's supply moves through here, feeding Europe, Asia, and beyond.
The timing of the U.S. attack on Iran was in focus as Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard appeared before a Senate committee. Here's CBS's Weijia Jiang.
She was pressed on whether there was a, quote, imminent threat against the U.S. by Iran. And she said the only person who could make that assessment was the president. Of course, Democrats disagree and argue that that is her very job, to present these assessments and to be able to tell whether there are threats to the homeland.
An early heat wave is baking western states with record-high temperatures, especially California and Arizona. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve reports from Phoenix.
Firefighters have pre-staged ice at the base of popular hiking trails and carry these body-sized bags that can instantly cool people down.
There's a ton of people here for spring training. They're not used to the heat. It's just a different type of heat, and it affects people differently.
More than a dozen spring training games have moved their start time from midday to evening.
Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen said during Wednesday's Senate confirmation for hearing for him to become Secretary of Homeland Security that he would not rule out putting federal personnel at polling places. He was questioned by Michigan Democrat Alyssa Slotkin.
There was a specific threat for them to be there, not for intimidation. And
so
I said
even though
we
didn't need it
that.
During World War II, we didn't need it during Vietnam or the War on Terror, we never had to put uniformed military there. Now you feel that there's going to be a reason that there's going to be an armed threat to the United States.
Mullen said deployment would be only for an imminent threat. Travelers face unpredictable lines at airport security as the partial DHS shutdown strains TSA staffing. Correspondent Mark Strassman checks on airports in Philadelphia and Houston.
Abandoned. Half the TSA checkpoints at Philadelphia's airport. 3 of 6. Too many TSA officers were no-shows.
I hope I make it home.
Ava Carly oozed frustration. Her original flight canceled. Lines at Houston's Bush International Airport, out the door.
This is